Car Show with Pasty Jamie.
Hey.
Hello.
Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9.
On Shea 106.
Hey, good morning. That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. So the oversensitivity of the world is a, we think, at least I think, is a growing problem. I'm not saying we should be sensitive to people or situations, but some things are just naive young people being stupid.
Right. Like there's no more annoying individual than like a new parent.
Either an upcoming parent, not all of them, but there is a group of them that just don't understand. Yeah.
And I have been a new parent. I have experience.
Yes, things are new, right? Like it's like the definition of new.
Well, watch how they parent their first kid and then watch how they parent their second and third. Like it just
totally
you start to realize what actually matters when you're parenting. But there's a lady here who has, she doesn't like cribs. And there's a video that's gone viral because a lot of people are like, you're insane. So we're going to play for you. And you want me to play, Jamie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here, listen.
I don't use a crib for my five-month-old.
If you look at a typical American nursery, you will notice that it's set up for the parent's benefit, not the child's.
Yeah, because the child's a baby.
Because it's a piece of meat that breathes that will die if you leave it alone for 12 hours.
Yeah. And you set it up for convenience to raise that child properly, not because it wants to go explore itself. Have you met a one-month-old?
They can't. When can
it's
they even
idiot.
See across the room?
If you don't turn it over, it'll choke on its own vomit.
Yeah.
It's 1 year's, or, sorry, 1 month-old. Here, listen, she goes
on. Artwork is usually up high where babies can't even see it. We literally buy these little baby.
It's fake.
Come artwork on. Is up Come high. On. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's fake. That's fake. The artwork is up high. Baby can't see it anyway.
Have you tried to get the focus of a two-month-old? Have you tried? I tried. Yeah. It's staring into space. That's all it is. It has no idea. It's alive. It's barely functioning.
Jail cells so that we can just leave our baby in there and walk away. I don't have a crib because I will never enforce my baby to have a bedtime. Babies are people too, and forcing anyone to sleep when they're not tired is inhumane.
What?
Listen, lady.
What?
If you don't want your crib, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I will lay in it. And you can tell me to go to sleep anytime you want.
It's like
and I will do it.
Like prison cells. Yeah. The baby doesn't know what a prison
I would
is.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if your partner locked you in a container you couldn't get out of and told you you had to sleep even though you weren't tired.
No, I'm amazing.
Always, yes.
Amazing.
Please.
Like every time I get in an elevator, I'm like, I kind of hope this gets stuck.
So you can sleep.
It would be abuse, and you'd probably leave them. Kids deserve the right to bodily autonomy just like we do, and that involves sleep. The floor bed allows the baby to sleep when the baby is feeling sleepy and get up and move around
it's
when the
baby's tired. It's always sleeping.
Clearly. She either just had her child or hasn't had her child yet. Because let's see after
she's
2 months.
5 months, 5 months old.
2 months of not sleeping.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're okay with your baby just being awake when it feels like it. Oh, hi. Hi. Oh, good morning again. Good morning.
Aren't like the first 6 months just sleeping and eating?
Eat, sleep, poop.
Yeah. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
Stay alive.
No long stretches of sleep usually because they feed very often.
Yeah.
But I mean...
that poor kid.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, he'll have a lot of freedom.
Freedom to leave that crazy mother. He's about 15.
Why are you leaving?
You're crazy.
Mommy, use the words bodily autonomy. I don't know. I don't understand what that means.
Creeping me out.
Yeah,
I don't want to breastfeed anymore, Mom.
Exactly.
I'm 15.
Exactly.
My friends are looking at me weird. You might want to feed one of them.
Yeah.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Canada's chief public health officer says that healthcare resources are being strained as COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths continue to rise. No big surprise there. Dr. Theresa Tam predicting the upcoming months will be very challenging. This is the new modeling data showing Canada could see up to 10,000 cases a day by the end of January.
Yikes.
I guess if we don't do anything. I don't think people seem to care all that much anymore, to be honest.
Well, those of us that have been following the rules will continue to follow the rules.
Yeah.
Those of us that are...
I've done nothing different since March. I continue to do what they tell me to.
I think there's people, we talked about this last week, at what point will the three of us just go, all right, F it. I think there's a lot more of those people now. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Who were following the rules.
they're fed up and then whatever, yeah. whatever.
Now, Ottawa's daily COVID-19 infections still steady in the triple digits. Over 3,000 new cases in Ontario.
Sorry.
Now, here in Ottawa, 136 on Saturday, 123 yesterday, and one death. So, I mean, we're far from being done. The third Monday of January, often known as Blue Monday, widely hailed as the most depressing day of the year. That would be today.
Oh.
Yeah. However,
I don't feel any more depressed than
no,
the other day.
Last most, Monday, I was more depressed. Yeah. Most days since last March have been Blue Monday, I think, yeah. for a lot of people. So, a little easier in the summer.
But, yeah.
I mean, just Monday to me. Canadian teams returning to NHL action today. Winnipeg and Toronto will play the Habs and Oilers. And we'll play again Vancouver and Calgary. Senators don't play till tomorrow against the Jets. Raptors playing for a third straight victory tonight. They'll take on the Dallas Mavericks in Tampa. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes victorious in their respective divisional round matchups yesterday. The Bucks beat the Saints 30-20. Mahomes and his Chiefs won over Cleveland 22-17. But Pat McGroin there didn't finish the game because he got bulldogged into the ground. So next week, we have a pretty big matchup, especially in this room.
Yeah.
Because Chris, you love the Chiefs.
I do.
And Jamie, you love the Bills.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're going to play each other. So. I imagine there's some sort of shenanigans will go on.
Shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. A pizza party?
I would love to if it wasn't against the law.
You guys could do a Zoom pizza party. Please do it.
No, I don't want to watch him eat pizza the whole game. I don't want any of that. Yeah. There'll be some chirping via texting.
I'm sure.
We should wager something, figure something ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Not anything that's going to, like, suck for either of us, but that will be slightly inconvenient and annoying.
I don't bet on sports when my team is in it because it ruins it for me, but I'll do it this time.
I have an idea for a bet for you guys.
Oh, you do?
We can talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It's growing my wisps. It ain't happening.
It's not growing your wisps. All right. It is absolutely not growing your wisps. Cloudy this morning, should clear up this afternoon, be about -7 or so. Then tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, -5. Pretty much the same thing on Wednesday, but a little bit colder. Right now, it's -10, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show, J106.
All right, good morning to you. It's 5:57. We got some great Dougie lines over the weekend. Some great ones. Question for Jason involving footwear.
Okay.
A category he is an expert in. We're going to talk about that. And what an embracement of a little bit of snow. Let's just, I mean, a little more than a little bit, but the...
was this his winter, man?
You know, people are bored. The artwork on the lawns, amazing. Unreal. Unreal. So we'll talk about that
too. The Biggs and Barr Show.
So finally got a first good solid dump of snow.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
It was a reminder that winter exists here. Well, I didn't find it anything unreasonable.
No, I was. No. I went for a coffee run in the morning after the overnight snow, and it was. I mean, it was. You're driving in some snow, but it wasn't anything insane.
Just winter.
Yeah. And it was perfect packing snow on Saturday.
It was great. I cleared a little area in my backyard next to the wood stove I put out there, so I could have a little snow patio. It was fun.
Did you make furniture out of snow?
No, I thought about it, but then I thought I already have a chair here. I don't need to sit on a cold one.
Yeah, the kids and parents were out in force.
Oh yeah,
creativity.
They finally had something to do.
Yeah,
yeah,
amazing.
It's like get outside now.
Yeah, go build something.
There's a lot of, because where the snow piles up with the driveways, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
So many forts in my neighborhood. Like, so many forts. Like, with turrets and Canadian flags stuck on the top of the turrets.
Amazing.
And, like, smoothed out on the side. Yeah. I was like, that's amazing. And, like, you could tell where some were neighbors, and they had same age kids, and they had, like, combined their whole front yard to be a sweet fort. And I was like, I wish I could do that and be happy.
Some lady in South Ottawa, I don't know the exact neighborhood, made a dragon on the front lawn.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive.
My wife lost her mind for a little bit. Yeah. Our entire neighborhood, people have really gone above and beyond with the snowmen.
That's fun.
Like, there's a snowman fishing with the snow all dyed blue. Like,
oh,
a lake.
Wow.
There's like
that's a commitment.
A hockey player, snowman, there's a whole bunch.
So snow people, Chris.
Sorry, snow people. So she woke up Sunday to see all this, and then she's like, we have to have a snowman, too. We have to have a snowman. We can't be the only one. And I'm like, well, I think it's a little cold today. I think we missed our window. No, we can do it.
Did you get a heater out there to melt the snow a little bit?
She runs out. buys like dye. There's snow dye, I guess. You can get all the carrots, like the whole shebang to build. She has an idea. She wanted to do like a mohawk guy, like a rocker snow guy. Comes home. I'm like, it's not going to work. I didn't even get out of bed. I'm like, it's not going to work. She comes but slams the door 5 minutes later. Starts it won't pack. What's wrong with our snow? I'm like, it has to be wet. It's not warm enough. I told you it's not warm enough.
Too cold.
This is stupid. We're only the ones in the neighborhood. I'm like, yep. Yeah, we are. We're awful. The whole neighborhood hates us now.
Yeah.
We got to move, honey.
That's it.
So if anyone wants a whole bunch of supplies for snowmen, we have it just sitting in our house.
That's funny.
But her enthusiasm, it was adorable for 5 minutes.
Yeah, tell her about the heater idea.
Well, apparently it was cold, and I could have told her because it was only like -2. So if we had sprayed some a little bit of water on the lawn or whatever, it would have been. We could have, but
way too much involvement.
Thank you. I'm like, this is the only break I get all week. I'm not getting out of bed.
You know what does makes the snow look really nice? Nature.
Yeah.
Just let it fall. And then leave it alone.
And there's enough around us. Yeah. Look at the whole thing.
Looks nice in the trees. Yeah. Looks nice before some rotten kids walk through it.
Oh, exactly. My kid doesn't give a rat's ass. Why should we? Like, stop it.
But, is there any other snow with the forecast coming up?
A little bit. Because it's winter.
But it's going to be too cold all week for any sort of addition. So who knows, eh? Maybe later in the year we'll get a day where
Thursday
let's go outside.
Thursday might be your day. It says periods of snow in the forecast on Thursday.
Chris is going to be out there in April, finally making that snowman.
Oh, it's going to happen. I promise. The first day it can. I should build a stretcher first for my back.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Ducky Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Ducky Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-DUCKY.
Yeah, always full on the weekend. A lot of beverages consumed and then sort of rear their head in the Ducky Line.
I'm going to call a Ducky Line, so what I think.
We got some good news from one fellow, though, first. So,
yeah, amazing.
Hey, guys. It's Ray Ray calling. First time calling. Long time listener. Big shout out to Barrhaven.
Yeah.
What time was this? Do we remember?
Do you remember what time
we received this message at? Because he sounds like he's a few in. No?
I think this was just excited.
It's just always just excitement? Yeah. Okay, James, I'm sorry. You can.
It doesn't say.
Okay. All right. Never mind. I just assumed we could.
Okay.
Long time listener. Big shout out to Barrhaven Optical for doing in chroma glasses. They let colorblind people see color. I'm having the best year of my life at 47 because I can finally see colors. That's it. That's all. Everybody stay safe. Stay happy. And enjoy life, man. That's it. That's all. Have a good one.
That would be excellent if you could finally see color.
Yeah. Have you watched any of those video compilations of people that have been colorblind their whole life and they start weeping? Because,
like the real colors? Yeah.
Because the stuff we take for granted, it's just so beautiful to them. It's crazy.
Imagine if he was a Hab fan and then put on those glasses and finally saw that they were American colors. How disappointed he would be.
Yeah, I think that.
I don't think that's true because he seemed very happy. But, yeah, you know.
I mean, well, they shouldn't wear Canadian colors either. They are in a different country. But... Hab chirps. All right, well, I'm glad it's good news. Great. Little piece
and
of good news.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
That's it. That's all. Everybody stay safe.
There you go.
Do we know what accent that is?
It sounds going
stay
like
safe.
Like
I've never.
He sounds a little Irish, maybe. I don't know.
It's nice. It's lovely. It's long as I am. Yeah. And then we got a guy with some fashion advice to ask you, Jason. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got a question for Mr. Jason. I've been thinking about getting a pair of Crocs for a while. Is it worth it to drop the dough on Croc-branded Crocs, or should I go with, like, the dollar store ones?
Absolutely worth it.
It's a different material?
Yeah. You don't want to buy your knockoff Crocs.
Really, eh?
Yeah, they're not going to slippery. They're not going to work properly. They'll break down.
What's the price point different? Like,
like, a lot.
A lot.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah, like, your basic classic clog for Crocs is like brand new, not on sale or discount, but manufacturer's suggested retail price, $54.99.
Yeah. And then you can get the knockoffs at Walmart for like $20. No?
Yeah,
like
or like you can buy dollar store ones for like $4 or less.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but don't do it.
Okay. I think there's a second part to the question. Yeah.
Another thing I've been thinking of is like maybe get like a size 15 Croc or something like that, because there's nothing worse than when you're outside and you got to keep running inside for stuff and having to take your actual shoes off and on. It's pretty wicked to have just a massive croc at your front door that you could just slip your shoes into.
Absolutely, they do. They make them up to size 17, so you could do that if you had a small enough foot, I suppose.
Would it be, like, would the grip on the bottom of your regular shoe be able to slide into a croc?
I don't think it would be comfortable.
No.
I don't recommend that.
But, do you ever go to help your parents with the groceries and throw on, like, your mom's sandals at the front door? Like, that wasn't comfortable either, but you did it. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess so. There's just so many different kinds of crocs. You could have some outside ones. You know, you got your classics. You got your Crocs on the clock work slip-on. Looks like a work shoe, but still, you know, maintains your comfort. You've got, you know, your different prints. You got your classic animal prints. You got the sliders, the ones with open toe that kind of look like sandals if you want. Then if you want to get real fancy, you can get into your men's Santa Cruz slip-on, which doesn't even look like a Croc
anymore.
Is
that the one I had, the canvas ones?
Yeah, you're the canvas, the Santa Cruz slip-on. So, you know, there's just so many to choose from. We could do a whole show on Crocs.
I really wish we wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't know if it's for everybody, but I mean, people like to hate on Crocs. There's a Croc store in the Byward Market.
I'm not mad at them. I just don't need to talk about them for longer than, 30 to 40 seconds a day.
You know, you do a lot of hiking, Chris. You could get the Croc rain boot.
There's lots of Crocs. I get it.
Yeah. It's like it's a full-on waterproof rain boot. I think you'd like it.
So pay the price is the answer. Yes.
Yeah. Don't buy knockoff Crocs.
I think we're good. I think we've covered it pretty thoroughly there. Thank you, Jason.
No worries. Croc anytime expertise. You want to
never,
know about
never,
Crocs,
never.
You just let me know and I will.
Never.
I'll be able to. Never. Be able to tell you all about it.
It's Bon Jovi on Shea 106. Maybe. Jamie's trying to play it. I'm watching him try to play it.
He's clicking on it.
The computer is like me.
No. 8 times.
I guess the computer wants to learn more about Crocs.
All right. Well, what do you want to know?
I mean,
you got your classic line Neopuff Realtree edge boot. Like, you could wear that hunting if you wanted.
What are you even saying?
Yeah. What?
What are you? No one knows the names of
that. There's the all-terrain Realtree edge clog, which has, like, an adjustable 4x4 strap at the back in case you got to do some, rough terrain running. So there's all that as well. You can get a classic lined holiday clog. It's like a red, white, and green. A little out of season now, so they're probably going to go on sale for next season. But if you want to prepare for the holiday season, have a comfortable pair of festive footwear to wear,
if anyone's out and about right now and has a rusty fork, I can insert into my ears so I don't have to hear this anymore. I could drop it off.
It's not rusty, but you could have it.
Okay. It wouldn't play Bon Jovi. Just refuse to.
That is a sign.
So we're going to play Theory of a Dead Man instead. Anything. So we don't have to hear any more Crocs.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
That guy will regret asking that question. text any question you want. 762-555. Like someone said, saw your anniversary post on Instagram.
All right, yeah.
Sunday was the 10-year anniversary of us as a show. And then he said, what 3 records do you hold? Because we said in the post some of the stuff we've accomplished, and 3 of them were 3 world records. So the one we just set, like, what, 6 months ago, maybe 4, somewhere in there.
In COVID, I know that.
Was most sliced pickles on a man's face. Most pickle slices stacked on a man's face.
Do 173?
Something like that.
123?
I remember, yeah. We ran out of pickle slices.
Yeah.
On Jamie's face.
That burned.
Yeah, you were in quite some pain.
And then there was the most unstacked pennies placed on a bearded face, which was Jamie's face.
54 pennies.
54.
We wrote a famous song about it. And then most non-consecutive keep-ups wearing flip-flops during a 2-minute radio song, right?
Yeah, the radio bit. Yeah, you guys were talking while I kept a soccer ball up wearing flip-flops.
Non-consecutively, yeah.
82 keep-ups, though, in 2 minutes.
Non-consecutively.
Still.
Anyway. There you go.
That's what you asked.
Would you guys think bullets are considered an essential item? Yeah, probably. I mean, there are communities in this country that hunt for their food, and bullets might be essential to them. Are they essential to me right now? No.
Well. Have you ever used a pee jug on a road trip?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I used one on the floor of my living room.
Oh, yeah.
When your back went out.
Yeah, I couldn't get up for 2-3 days there. How well do you think you understand yourself?
Oh, pretty well.
Yeah, at this age.
Well, there's, like, I guess, like a theory that says you there's so many different, everyone has a different perception of you.
Sure.
Than each other, but then also of you. So they say you don't really know your true self, because even you have a flawed perception of yourself.
What a ridiculous human thing to think or say.
Yeah.
Not to put on you, but like...
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I'm just...
Not you. No.
Yeah,
you're just regurgitating something you heard. But I mean, like, why would anyone spend that much time caring about something so ridiculous? Like, just be good to each other. Who cares? Yeah. Like, who cares? Like, just that's... I mean, it seems... Seems like someone's real bored if they got that much time.
I wonder about the different facets of my personality. Maybe I should be more... Shut up. Just be nice. Shut up.
With all these lockdowns and restrictions on gatherings, I'm reading a lot about people snitching on their neighbors. Would any of you guys do that if you noticed a large gathering in your neighborhood? No, I probably wouldn't do that.
No, probably not.
One of my neighbors...
My wife might, though.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah? One of my neighbors
she should
definitely...
be a bylaw officer.
Around New Year's had people over, because I know only one man lives in that house and there were four or five like adult male voices.
Yeah.
But did I snitch on them? No, they're not coming.
I would
house.
Just go, some of those stupid
did you hear about the awful story? Single mom, but it was against the rules. Single mom had to go do grocery shopping. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't want to take her two young children to the grocery store, where lots of people be like, thank you, because they're running all over the place. She's like, I don't want to cause a nuisance. I want to get in and out. So she dropped them off at her mother's.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's two people in the grandmother's house, came to pick them up, and a neighbor snitched on them, and they got a ticket.
Really, eh?
They got a ticket. Like, how do you go there, see the situation, and still give out a ticket?
Yeah, like, people just don't have common sense. No. So that neighbor would definitely get a gas tank full of sugar. What a dick.
Isn't that brutal?
Where's the question about the... Oh, yeah. Do you think our government should step in and help out those people that are stranded in the Dominican Republic that travel over the Christmas holiday?
No.
No, I would say no.
No, I don't.
You knew the risk. You took it.
Like, are you really stranded in the Dominican Republic on a nice island? with the internet, so you can get money for yourself. Nights. Like, you knew the risks when you went.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you. I would love to be stranded in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
I know
it'd
some
be.
People there anyway.
Sure. Yeah, you got connects. Yeah, connects. Well, let's do it then. Let's just go. You can still fly anywhere you want.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, just gotta.
How many, what'd you say
there
this morning?
40 flights into Canada with positive COVID patients on them, despite having the pre-test.
You had to test negative.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, amazing.
Just don't fly.
Something's not working.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
What? It's five questions, 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass on anyone and come back, but you got to fit them all in. You have to know that your first answer for each question is the one we're going to count, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have Tom on the phone.
Thomas.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Not too bad at all. How are you today?
We're all right. What are you up to at this bright and early on a Monday during lockdown?
Just working at my computer.
All right. Well,
at home?
Yeah, at home.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah, How is that, by the way?
I'm glad the wife went to work today.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Attaboy.
Hopefully she's not listening to that.
Because he wants her to go expand and have a good day, not because he
not
wants
to... Not to leave him alone so he can sit in his pajamas and drink coffee and work at his leisure.
All right, Tom. Good luck to you, okay?
Thanks.
All right, your time will begin after I read the first question. In what U.S. city did Lollapalooza start in?
Chicago.
How old did Betty White turn yesterday?
99.
What conference championship will the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Green Bay Packers play for?
Pass.
What holiday is it in the U.S. today?
Pass. Not a clue.
Would you rather trip and fall on a wood deck or a sidewalk?
Wood deck.
What conference championship will the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Green Bay Packers play for? Your time is up, Tom.
Tom.
Unfortunately, you did not complete the answer, so we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
But you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay. And have a shower. Don't skip on that.
Okay? At some point.
Okay. See you, buddy. Well, it's true. It's hard. Sometimes you go through, you're there, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, you're like, I'm not going to bother. All right, let's go over his answers.
Okay.
Would you rather trip and fall on a wood deck or a sidewalk? Tom said wooden deck. He's correct.
Yeah, 100% wooden deck, yeah.
Sliver, though. Like a sliver on the knee would hurt, but I think wood's the way to go.
What kind of deck do you want? Buy a cottage that hasn't been renovated in 47 years?
There's a chance.
All right.
What holiday is it in the U.S. today? Tom did note is Martin Luther King Day.
It is, yeah.
The conference championship that the Bucks and Packers will play for is the NFC championship. Betty White did turn 99 yesterday. He was right about that. And the U.S. city that Lollapalooza started in was indeed Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddlin' town.
What does toddlin' town mean?
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Like it's full of toddlers? Like is it...
They had
hammered
the time of their life.
Every time he was there, he was just so hammered.
I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago.
He's just
That's
saying
my
things
hometown,
he saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I saw streetlights in Chicago.
Yeah, maybe.
Just fact things.
On Ridiculous. The ground, it's a hell of a town.
Sammy's getting into where there.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, Tom, you failed.
Sorry, buddy.
Better luck next time.
Your big brain energy not quite on par with our contest.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Even though we've been in this pandemic for approaching a year, some people just refuse to wear a mask, like this lady in a bagel shop in Florida.
Yeah, this video has exploded. She's a sight. If you do have a chance, we'll share it on the Facebook page in a minute, but she's 60 and, Florida now has like same mask rules we sort of do here for indoors. And she went to a bagel shop, refused to wear a mask. And then the police arrived and, she reacted amazing. Oh, so cooperative. So good. Here, listen.
Get your hands off of me.
I love that right away. Get your hands off of me.
Get your hands off of me.
Now, to be clear, this is like they didn't just walk in and scoop her. Like they'd been talking to her forever, asking her to leave, and she's just a piece. So
you are kidnapping me. You don't have the right, sir.
Ma'am,
get your hands off me. I've done nothing wrong. I am not a criminal. Now he's stealing my purse. Stop it. Ma'am, you cannot arrest me. I've done nothing illegal. I have done nothing illegal.
Put your arms back. Stop resisting.
Let go. I am not under arrest.
Pretty
Leave
tough.
Me alone.
Pretty strong for a 6-year-old lady. I mean,
she was inspired by her attire, right? She's wearing full leopard print head to toe.
Like furry leopard print.
Yeah.
Like fake fur leopard print from head to toe. I mean, there's... that is one of the worst fake screams I've ever heard a person do.
How was that fake? She's pissed off.
No, she's an idiot.
No,
well, I agree.
She's just making a scene to make it.
No, no, no.
Who's
that
other idiot?
Probably your friend, the one filming.
No, no, no. Yeah, don't
no,
hurt
please.
Her.
Please.
Please, taser. Please, taser. Yeah. Hater, taser.
Hey, if John McClane gets kicked out of a convenience store for not wearing a mask,
True.
Yeah, she should put one on too.
Yeah, he just left, didn't he? He didn't cause a scene. He didn't find anybody. And it's Bruce Willis. He could have kicked everyone's ass.
Yeah.
Well,
like 20 years ago.
Maybe. Yeah. In
movies.
Yeah. Movies are real life, bro.
Yeah.
Just don't be a piece. Like, just don't be a piece.
It's true.
It's all the world's asking everyone to do.
Yeah.
Just don't be a piece of garbage. If you don't want to wear a mask in your place and your time, and you can do whatever you want.
You don't have to agree with everything. Just don't be a piece.
Just don't be a piece. That's all.
There are lots of things, even pre-COVID, I didn't agree with that I could go off on for hours at a time.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. You know what? I just decided you do you. I'm not going to be a piece.
That's it.
You know,
that's all I got to do. It's a good life rule.
Yeah.
That's a good shirt. You do you. Don't be a piece.
Yeah.
People will be confused. All think you mean true. Peace because they can't read. And they're like, world peace. What does that mean? I don't know. But me be me. How can I be me when I can't do what I want to do?
Right.
You know.
I'm just P-I-E-C.
I know the spelling's different. I am aware. I am aware. But we're talking about dumbers. So, I mean, they're not always.
That's true.
Yeah. There's one right there.
Yeah. Found one.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
When you're alone, what do you normally think about? Sleep. Sleep.
Not a lot. Like, nothing. I try to not think about anything.
Yeah. Sleep. Like, can I sleep? Do I have time to sleep? Where can I sleep right now?
Yeah,
is
that
there
would
a
be
moment
second.
To sleep? That's it.
Really?
And like, well, I mean, you don't have kids, so you can sleep whenever you want. So it's not really that important.
Oh, I gotcha.
When you have kids. And you
oh, yeah.
To, like, sleep. Oh, I got 45 minutes.
Nice. You're napping.
Instantly in the chair. Instantly.
Who's going to console Chris after his Chiefs lose next weekend?
Oh, you think they're going to lose?
I don't think. I don't care.
Oh, if the Browns didn't intentionally try to injure Mahomes.
Intentionally try to injure. A vicious tackle. It's football.
There's a rule with quarterbacks.
It's
you know
football.
There's a rule with quarterbacks. He is the NFL's franchise player. And that guy intentionally tried to crank his neck.
Well, he did.
It was a vicious tackle. I'll give you that. But like,
but for what
really,
purpose?
It really football. Wasn't that vicious of a tackle. It was just at the end after he was already down when he wrenched his neck up.
Yeah.
That's a finable offense right there.
It was a Revlon call, as they say, a makeup call for the Browns were about to, would have scored a touchdown eventually when it was a head-on-head collision, which they've been trying to, and then it ended up in a touchback, blah, blah, blah.
To answer the question, they're not going to lose. They're going to obliterate the Bills.
Oh,
the Bills are the worst team in the history of football.
Well,
I won't have to be sad.
Untrue.
They lost 4 Super Bowls in a row.
Well, they made it
in
there.
The 90s.
Different team, man.
Okay.
Josh Allen.
Same city.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. True.
Would you be able to get your daily water intake from beer alone, or would the alcohol offset it, you think? Like,
well,
could you stay hydrated?
It depends on the beer.
Beer.
I think you would.
I don't know.
Well, beer is only 5% alcohol generally.
Right.
Or less if it's
less,
a light beer.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's at least 95% of it is water.
What's your opinion on the? Oh, sorry, Jason. Were you
go ahead. Finished? Okay.
What's your opinion on the politician being fired for speaking his mind on COVID?
Well, if we spoke against our company and with an open letter and sent it out to the media, we would probably get fired too.
The guy Doug Ford said,
"Yeah,
get
Babar."
Lost.
Babar.
Yeah. I think we could express our opinion. I don't know. I think it was the false info he pumped out.
That also didn't help him.
That
no.
got fired.
Yeah, like you can give your opinion on stuff, but if you give inaccurate information, then.
But in an open letter, like if we went out and said horrible things about our boss, like to the rest of the thing, you know what I mean?
We would be fired.
We would be fired.
Yeah. But did he say horrible things about
his
boss?
Well, he's basically, but Doug's trying to keep a united front across everything, and then people right underneath you are, you know, you don't want him around.
Yeah, but you should be able to have different opinions inside your political party. That's why politics is insane, because nobody's like, it's follow this message 100% no matter what on either side.
Depends on the
issue. You should be able to say, you know what, maybe we should look at this a little bit. It's how he went about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fact that he put out false information as opposed to just saying, hey, maybe we should care about business a bit more.
Do you think there should be a limit to how many snow sculptures there should be allowed in any one neighborhood? And should there be permits issued by city council? Maybe a public inquiry should be held.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
surprised nobody's complained about it yet.
Yeah.
I noticed that they put a snow sculpture on their lawn and it's too close to the road. I can't, I get distracted when I'm driving. And I think it's an offense to the city.
There's some idiot who pulls into his neighborhood and gets mad at snowmen.
For sure.
Or forts.
You know what? For a split second, I didn't see that stop sign that's 100 meters in front of me because of the snowman and the snow fort. Remember, was it last year the kid had to take his rink down because it was a little too close to the sidewalk?
Yeah.
They built a beautiful rink, and then people complained that it was slightly too, like, F off.
What do you think about Doug Ford being at his cottage this weekend? Was he at his cottage this weekend?
I don't think about Doug Ford. I don't think about him at all. If he has a cottage, he has a right to go to it.
What are the rules about going to your own cottage and staying away from people?
They say
don't home
flood
cottage
country because their hospitals can't handle it.
Ah, okay.
Right? Don't go to the stores. But, you know, I'm just going to, we'd all do a lot better if we just mind our own damn business.
Yeah.
You know?
I think people are okay with each other. It's that when people are preaching messages at you and they're not obeying them that people get angry. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
So.
Yeah. I don't care either.
No,
I give
a rat's
ass. You know, I don't.
He could have slept in his car in our parking lot here. Yeah. I couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less.
I'd actually be able to get an interview with him if he did that.
He just turned down one last week because he was busy. Doug's fun to say any other time he wants to. He was too busy. He had to go to his cottage.
Yeah, that's what it was. He couldn't talk Friday morning.
He had to pack,
on the road.
Get back and get his 47 family members in the bus.
There you go.
And they had to go stop 15 times on the way and then buy everything at the grocery store and then get sick and lie in the hospital.
All completely accurate information.
That is 100% accurate information.
Just said.
Stand by.
Yeah.
That is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
751061, because we're about to play best call wins.
No, or best phone line. They're similar, but not.
No, it's not the same. You just have to call and have a good phone line, and you win. Could be $55 million.
All right, let's go to line one.
Hi, good morning. This is Shay.
Morning, guys.
Yeah. You're already off of me.
Yeah, you can tell it's like all
it's
crackly.
Pretty, yeah, it's pretty. Like it's clear, like it's solid, but it's underneath like a layer of snow. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's kind of
sorry,
not
man.
The worst. Yeah. Thanks for calling, though. No, get rid of them.
We don't even take their names at first because we want to hear
the
their
point?
Phone line.
Yeah, we don't care. If I get to know people, we're just going to hang up on. Hi, good morning, Biggs and Bar Show.
Good morning.
Okay, there's a keeper.
I think it's our friend, is it?
I don't know.
No snow here.
No snow
What's
there.
What's your name?
It's Dean.
Oh, Dean. Okay. All right, Dean. That's a pretty sharp line you got
right?
there.
That's a nice
there.
Line.
Yeah.
So far, you're our standard. Hold on. All right.
Dean's going to be tough to
beat
tough
there.
To top, yeah. Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Good morning.
Sorry,
man. Your phone line. Yeah, a little echoey, a little gravelly.
Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. Like, it's, I mean, maybe buy a phone from this decade and keep up. That's all. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Morning.
Like, it's not bad, but not as good as Dean.
You can hear that.
Dean's mean.
It's like your phone line has hair all over it.
Yeah.
Up on a slow boat to Tinseltown.
Let's go to line one again.
What's going on? Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, morning.
Still not as good as
not
Dean.
As good as Dean's.
He might have won on another day.
Yeah, not today.
Not today, though.
All right, let's go. Line three.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Best Phone Line Wins. Who's this?
Morning, Derek.
Sorry, Derek. You sound like you're calling from a toilet bowl. I apologize, but...
I don't know if it's that bad, but it's not going to be not going to be Dean's line.
Have a great day. Or you're eating, like, you're down to the last couple bits of cereal there, and your face is right in the bowl. You're drinking the milk and calling us. Like, that's what it sounded like. Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Hello, boys.
Get out of here.
It's the worst one of the morning.
Jeez.
Sorry, man.
Fly to Rome and call us from some ancient cathedral? What's wrong with you? How dare you insult us
Let's
with
take
that
a couple
phone
more,
line.
And then if there aren't any competitions, we'll just award it to Dean.
It's best phone line wins. Good morning. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You're calling from another planet.
Bluetooth. Man. In the blizzard.
All right. Sorry, I gotta let you go.
Are you changing a tire? Are you under the car as you're calling us?
One more.
Does your backhoe have Bluetooth?
That's if we're doing one more.
Check.
And see.
Nice backhoe if it does.
Yeah, it does. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
All right, Dean's the winner. There you go. There's Dean again. Dean, you win.
Congratulations, Dean. You had zero competition today.
Yeah.
Man, that was hard.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lot of work to win best phone line wins.
How much
did
your rotary phone cost? Because it's excellent.
I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, you should. Well, you could have $55 billion. You could take the rest of your life off, maybe, you know?
And what am I going to do when I win that?
You're going to give us each $1 million.
There you go.
All right. Good boy. Beautiful. I like Dean. I like Dean a lot. Might be the nicest Dean I've ever met. Congratulations, Dean. Hang on, all right? Well. It's unfortunate. It's always better when there's a little competition.
Yeah,
you know?
he won that too easy today.
That was a cakewalk for him.
Yeah. The Biggs and Barr Show.
You guys must be excited.
Why?
Because both your teams are going to be playing in the NFL next week.
Yes.
It is a nice distraction that the Chiefs and my Chiefs, they're mine, and his garbage Bills are going to be in the AFC playoffs. Yeah.
We did have someone call the Dougie line with some suggestions.
We did. Yeah.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
We'll do the Bills Chiefs first.
Yeah.
Okay,
we can do that.
Yeah.
Biggs, Barr, Jamie, Willie from Orleans. Now, I just noticed that Kansas City Chiefs happened to... win the football game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's a good idea.
This guy's not fast.
Where are the bets, boys? Bills, Chiefs. Bills, Chiefs.
That wasn't
Jamie,
an idea.
You know the Bills are going to win, right?
No.
Barr, you're useless.
That's rude. Screw you, Willie. You drunk?
Are you confident in the Chiefs or what?
Yes.
So, here it comes.
Oh, my God.
Bills win. Chris Biggs. you get a tattoo that says Stompin' Tom Rocks.
Wow.
Because you know Stompin' Tom Rocks, and Stompin' Tom is a Canadian legend. You're going to get a tattoo, maybe a Bills logo, and a tattoo that says Stompin' Tom Rocks.
That is extreme.
Jamie?
Okay, yeah.
If our Bills lose, the gods, God love them. God love them, the Buffalo Bills. God love them. If the Bills lose, you have to eat a cup of yogurt, bud.
Oh, though.
A cup of blueberry yogurt, it would be delicious to me, but to you, maybe not.
No.
Anyways, boys, discuss. Debate. What's going on here? Bills, Chiefs, AFC Championship.
Man. Okay, we got
here
it.
We go, Jamie. Oh. Bills rule.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye now, boys.
Bye.
Go Leafs, go.
Oh, wow.
I don't have to do anything.
I think Willie's gone through too many tables.
I think. Well, I mean, that's not even a fair bet because it's not, Jamie, sometimes Jamie doesn't want to eat yogurt. Jamie physically cannot eat yogurt.
Wouldn't be able to.
No.
So it would just be him gagging or vomiting and it would be over, which is great for everybody except for Jamie.
Yeah.
And it's not a bet because it's 2 seconds. I have to have a tattoo
forever
of the worst Canadian musician slash songwriter in the history of our country.
That's ridiculous.
On my arm
for
the rest of time.
Yeah.
For the rest of time.
And a Bills logo.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And this stupid, dumb buffalo.
If you have an idea for a bet, I guess we can discuss this all week. When do they play? Saturday? Sunday?
Sunday.
So we have until Friday. You can feel free to text in your suggestions to 762-555.
Or call the Dougie line and leave on the Dougie line.
Absolutely. 613-216-3849.
We're both up for something, I think. We just want it to be entertaining, ridiculous, but also...
And doable.
Doable. Like, you know? I don't know.
Gotta, like, stab him in the leg.
Why would anybody suggest that?
I'm just saying,
that
you never know.
You just get boiling hot water poured on your head.
Yeah. Swallow boiling silver if you lose. Like medieval torture.
Yeah.
Maybe one of you, if you lose, would have to adapt.
Are you going back to the massage thing again?
No. Adapt your facial hair to the monkey tail beard. That would be fun.
Is that like the just
the one that comes down one side and curls down your chin and around your mouth?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that is. Yeah.
The monkey tail.
It's funny.
All right. That's an idea. Write that one down. That one's not terrible. One of us has to shave a monkey tail into our face.
Loser shaves their head. Okay. Chris is already bald, so I'm not sure that
really
applies. Got you.
I'm in on that one. That's the one. We're doing that one. We're doing that one. Yeah, so you can text us any ideas you have. We'd love to get them. 762-555 or leave them on the on the Dougie line. 216-3849. I thought I'd make Jamie some chicken parm if he won or something. I mean,
maybe I'll make you some soft baked chocolate chip cookies
every week for the rest of the year. That's a lot of work.
And you have to make me, and your wife has to make me chicken parm every week for the rest of the
year. I would make it.
No, you absolutely would not.
Nod, wink, wink.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I would make it.
Someone has suggested that the loser would run outside naked and make a snow angel.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like butt naked?
Oh, yeah.
Bodies?
For the sake of everyone, let's say keep your underwear on.
Okay. Only taking my shirt off in public, but it is a bet.
Can the camera be far away that films the evidence of it? Like
if you did it here, well, I would just film it from the studio.
No zooms.
No, it would be funny.
No zooms.
This sucks because as the great of the Bills as the Bills have been playing and everything, the Chiefs are so good.
Yeah, here comes the seeds of doubt right now.
Well,
Mahomes might not be back after you guys paid the Browns to try and take him out of his career for the rest of his life.
I chipped in. There was a GoFundMe.
Tried to literally break his neck. They tried to break his neck.
How do you bring a guy to the ground in football? Do you ask him to fall down? No, you tackle him.
Not by the head.
Football.
There are rules against tackling by the head.
It's
well, while these girls
and then
are
roll
arguing,
over and crank his neck.
You can
football.
Tank, you can
Cleveland
text
Browns.
Your ideas
after
for their
poop.
Their bet to 762-555.
Get out of here. And your Bills are garbage too.
They are not.
I'm super sorry that anyone brought this up.
The Browns are named after poop. The Bills smell like it because of their city. Buffalo's garbage. You've been there. I've been there. It's the armpit of America.
It is filled with character.
What? Okay.
Just so you know, we have a lot of support for the Snow Angel. okay. So far.
That's the new one. That's the one that's leading them back.
I like Monkey Tail Beard, but Snow Angel seems to be the one. So we'll keep going all week. We'll see which one wins.
Okay. It's Fun Day Monday, everybody.
I really hope the AFC Championship game is flag football. So Patrick Mahomes doesn't get touched.
My God. Complaining about tackling in football.
Watch the play.
Okay.
It was a cheap shot.
We also have instant answer questions.
At the future of the NFL.
You can text us your questions to 762-555. Hopefully these two will be done yelling at each other by the time that feature comes around.
Let's turn the page.
Nice. Metallica. Well done.
Very well done, Jamie.
Shay 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want. We'll answer.
What's more impressive, an amazing save or a great goal? To me, being a goalie, an impressive save.
Sure.
Well, save is a reaction.
Yeah.
So I think that's even more impressive.
It also depends the sport.
Hmm?
It also depends the sport. Like a really, really impressive soccer save, like where they have to dive 10 feet to make a save is impressive.
But then also a good goal in soccer, like when somebody who bends it in from like the sidelines and it somehow goes in the top corner. That's pretty impressive too.
Like a cracker.
Yep.
What do you see happening in your future? Long term, I will die. Short term, today I will donate blood.
Oh, yeah, you're going to donate blood.
It's my scheduled donation.
Like a vegan, he had to tell us.
It's helpful because it encourages others to donate, and everyone at some point may need blood from someone else.
You're the best.
Nope. Nope. Just like everyone else who donates
just
blood.
Just kidding.
You're all the best.
Yeah, you're all the best.
We're all the best.
That's right. So a dog keeps coming to take a poop on your lawn. Do you deal with it or call bylaw?
Keep the dog.
Yeah. I mean, like
in my neighborhood,
a random dog,
these two dogs that these ladies walk, they keep coming into my yard and they don't do any harm really. But I figure if they're not on leashes and they're on my lawn, they're my dogs.
I don't think you can do that.
I'm sure I can.
I don't think you can.
Oh, come get it. Anyway, they left. But if it happens again, I wasn't there. My wife was there.
Oh,
if it happens again.
Jason was donating blood.
I might just keep them. No, you can only donate every 56 days if you're a man.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Just call you Blood Man, okay?
Blood Man.
You're the best.
Just whip it at their house.
Just adopting random dogs, putting out fires, donating blood. You're the best.
I don't put out fires anymore.
You're the best. I bet you did for a while. You know?
Hero.
Yeah. In your experience, what's the best chicken parm in Ottawa? I haven't eaten a single piece of chicken parm.
I don't recall the last time I ate chicken parm.
In a restaurant.
I had a chicken parm at Fratelli's.
Okay. Oh, in Kanata?
In Kanata.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Like this weekend? Like just now?
No. Before COVID.
Okay.
Before COVID.
So they have
I haven't had chicken parm in
I have
like
heard good things about
months.
Fratelli's.
It's great. It was really good.
Except when they tried to stop the Goonies. That was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should I get a dog? People tell me I'm too young, 25, but I like dogs.
What?
Well, do you have your own place? Yeah. Do you have the time for a puppy?
Your age doesn't have much to do with
it.
No.
There's other things. Yeah. Does your work schedule keep you out of the house for like 16 hours a day? Do you have, like, because you're young, you're probably working your ass off. Who knows? What do radio announcers make? Well, is it hourly or salary?
Jokes.
Salary. It's. I don't think there's many hourly. Maybe part time, like weekend guys. But
yeah, there's some part timers. Some are paid by shift, depending on where you are. Like
radio announcers can make from like $22 to $20 full time, like $20,000 a year.
Yeah, like minimum
to
wage.
Millions of dollars a year.
Yeah, and it is not reflective of your ability or talent.
Sometimes.
Between the 20,000 and the $1 million people, yes, there's a difference
in
talent.
Of course, experience at least. You don't just start by making $1 million.
No.
But, and most people do not. Let's be clear. There's a handful of people in the country who make $1 million. Who actually make $1 million?
Yeah. Like, trust me, I've been in radio for just over 25 years. If I was making $1 million for any portion of that, you wouldn't be hearing me right now.
Yeah.
Because I would be gone.
Very few.
I would have quit.
Mostly adult contemporary type radio.
Yes.
Yeah, for some reason.
talk about stuff you read, like, while you're waiting, you know, for the doctor, like in a magazine, stuff like that.
Yeah, people that really like talking about radio, or, sorry, weather. They have no opinion on any topic at all. Yeah. Zero, because they're afraid to have an opinion. And, yeah.
Those people make
it'd be
the
great
most.
To listen to as you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, those are they're the ones making $1 million.
Yeah.
We don't get it either.
Yeah.
We don't get it. But we're happy to have a job these days.
That's true.
That's not even garbage. We're just happy to be employed. And so I think should everybody right now.
Yeah. Who is?
Yeah, who is? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yes.
We're so grateful. Especially to Adam. That is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
And Bar Show. Shea 106.
All right. We're done, yeah? Fun day Monday.
Fun day Monday.
Another one in the books, boys. Blue Monday, my ass. You can fight the blue with some Fun Day Monday.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's all I'm saying.
The blues, yeah.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be the most depressing day of the year.
That's right.
Totally up to you, though, really, you know?
You can distract yourself if you have an idea for a wager between my friends here, Chris and Jamie. Chris is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Jamie's a Buffalo Bills fan. Those two teams will play next weekend. And we need a bet. Some of the more popular ones.
Yeah.
Run outside naked and make a snow angel. We amended that to boxer shorts or underwear, whatever you're wearing.
Okay.
There was a good one. Jamie should have a bunch of kids throw snow as hard as they can at his face if he loses.
Well, what if Chris loses?
Because Jamie had a kid in the face.
That, you know.
I haven't done anything terrible in my life to come back on me, so it's only you. It's only you.
There was one that you guys were really in favor of.
Yeah.
It said, how about if the Bills win, the loser eats a ridiculous amount of hot wings, and if the Chiefs win, the loser eats the same amount of ribs, iconic foods of each city.
That's, I don't know about you, Chris.
You could support local economy by ordering from the restaurants, yeah.
It is true.
How is that a punishment
for
anybody?
I'm down for that one. I don't know about you.
I mean, I'm willing to take that sacrifice for both the entertainment of the show and the local industry.
That's going to be.
I will eat a bunch of wings.
I don't think that's really a.
If my Chiefs lose.
It's not really a bad bet. Isn't that a prize for losing?
I don't
know what you're talking about.
If you eat too much, you might get a little uncomfortable. And then, you know, that would be terrible. Terrible.
There was another one that I think it might be hard to pull off, but I think would be funny.
Okay.
Especially if they don't know about it beforehand.
Murder.
No. Oh. It has nothing to do with murder.
Okay.
Someone had suggested that whoever the loser is, their wife would shave their head. So you'd have a bald wife.
Mm.
Who's calling their wife, though, and telling them that's what we're like?
I can call them and tell them.
You can let them
know.
That's
a neutral party.
Sorry, honey.
I wouldn't call them honey.
I know you didn't have anything to, like, you didn't agree with this at all and had nothing to do with it, but you have to shave your head because
we've been
football
talking about
team
it all
from
week.
Another city lost.
And another country.
Another country lost.
Which we've never been to.
Not that city. I've never been to Kansas City.
Yeah, I'll call and tell them if you want.
It's in Kansas, right? Jokes. Jokes.
What?
Will your wife shave her head or not?
Yeah, maybe. What are you joking? What did you ask? If Kansas is in Kansas?
It says Kansas City's in Kansas.
Mm. No.
I know it isn't. That's why it was a joke.
But there actually is. It's weird. It's like on the border kind of thing.
Okay.
There is a Kansas City, Kansas.
Well, keep your suggestions coming. 762-555. Leave them on the Dougie line. 613-216-3849.
State's Kansas
Missouri.
City. Oh, okay.
I'm not a total idiot. I'm almost a total idiot, but not a total idiot.
Carry on my wayward son.
Right. So your wife going to shave her head or what?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right. I know my wife's listening right now, so.
She's probably not in with it.
I haven't got a text yet, so.
Okay.
There might be hope.
Well, maybe she's thinking about
it. There might be hope.
There you go.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Call our Dougie line anytime you want. 216-3849. Leave us a message. Even if you have a bad idea, you can leave it there. Okay? Something we can do.
The Biggs and Barr Show.